Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. Yes, I was. I was going to say
my other.
You guys, I literally said Almost Famous earlier. It goes back and forth all day long. Which one am I on? Here I am. I'm on the I Don't Get It podcast, and it's just so fun to be with you guys. Lauren, your nails are cool. Naz, you're cool.
Ashley, you look young. How about that?
Why do you think I look young?
What do you mean? Ashley is young. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, like, she looks like a teenager right now. She looks like a teen mom.
She's saying that I look like a teen mom, which I will take all the days of the week.
Yeah. Why do you think she looks like a teen mom?
Because her skin's always glowy and she's tan and she's, like, really fit and it's annoying.
Okay.
You guys are crazy.
So crazy. I will say I really just enjoy wearing tinted sunscreen right now and not wearing any foundation.
Mm-hmm. I think for summer, tinted moisturizer is the way to go. And like a lot of blush. I saw that you posted something about blush recently.
You love the blush too?
I don't know what you posted about the blush. I'm just saying people wear like a lot of blush now.
I love a lot of blush right now. And people are making fun of me for it. And I was like, F you guys. Like, let me wear my blush the way I want. It's called summer glowy. Beach glowy.
Beach glowy. Yeah, Ashley is so fucking close to me right now. And like,
you guys are... Oh my God. I feel like, first of all, I have my Invisalign in. So
yes!
I don't know if anyone... This is not... a sponsor for Invisalign. In fact, I hate wearing Invisalign.
Is expensive.
Wait, Ness, tell me all about your Invisalign experience, since I feel like a lot of people listening have this.
Yeah. So basically, I kind of think it's somewhat of a scam. I didn't get it for cosmetic reasons. Like, my gums are eroding. I don't know if it's because, like, I brush aggressively my whole life.
They're lying to you.
I just want to hear her story, and then we'll assess it.
They're not lying. My gums are bleeding. Like, I have gingivitis and I have unhealthy gums and it's scary. And so they told me that I need Invisalign because my bite, if you're watching the Patreon, is like off. And they're saying that that's like putting pressure on my gums, and that the closer your teeth are, the less like sort of like, you know, bleeding would happen in between, which kind of makes sense to me. So I got Invisalign and I hate wearing it. I feel... like, I don't
dirty.
Know. I literally
I
hate wearing
dirty
it.
I feel dirty as shit when I wear
I feel
Invisalign.
Dirty. And it's like, I'm not carrying a toothbrush around with me, which I need to be doing. And so yesterday I went to a pool party and I had pizza. And then I was like, oh, well, I'm not going to put my Invisalign back in. Like,
no.
I have like pizza in my mouth. And then I was like, I guess the whole day I'm not wearing Invisalign. And then I'm like, is this a waste of money? Like, is it not shifting? And then when I talk to people, this is my first podcast with it in, but even now it feels weird doing like on camera stuff. Because I feel lispy. Do I sound like a...
No, you sound fine. Did you get the buttons on there? You said no buttons.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay. So I have buttons on like not my two front teeth, but the sides. So whenever...
I can't believe you agreed to it.
I know. Me
it's
neither.
So not
this
now.
Is like,
I know.
This is
so... Imperfection. So like...
This is... No, you don't even understand how uncomfortable I am like moving through this. Yesterday, I took them off. And my friend Jesse was like, do you have a tooth gem on? And I like died. I was like, no, it's Invisalign. It's like the button.
If they made them like the gemmies, they'd be cooler.
However, my friend Drew just finished Invisalign and it literally looks like she has veneers.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, damn, if I really stick to this, like I already have a great smile. Like maybe my gums will be healthier and it'll literally look like veneers. You
I
know?
Quite but- literally don't understand. Why that has anything to do with your gums.
Me neither.
I literally
this is not on you, Naz.
This is not
on the
you.
Dentist.
I'm curious because I don't understand.
I thought all the same things and I should have got a second opinion, but we all know I'm too lazy for that. And so here I am with Invisalign in my mouth.
I want 9 out of 10 doctors or 9 out of 10 dentists to come on this podcast and tell us like you know, if this is legitimate or not.
I wonder what the kickback is, and I bet you that there's going to be a Netflix documentary years from now. Like, why all of a sudden everyone in their 30s needs to fix their teeth again when we all went through braces already?
Mm-hmm. I have so much to say. Can I say? Because I'm getting stressed.
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, I totally agree about the Netflix documentary, because dentists must be... Okay, first off, are there any orthodontists anymore? Yeah. Because dentists do the Invisalign, which is definitely a new money grab for the dentist. They're always looking for something, like, so minute that they have to... They, quote, have to fix, you know. Yeah, but orthodontists... Like, I know that with kids, a lot of the teeth are so effed up. Like, mine were so effed up that there's no way that I could have had a Invisalign to fix that. So are orthodontists, like, just an extremist thing these days?
Yeah, I think so.
And I feel bad for the orthodontists, because they were like, such, they had to go to beyond dental school to become an orthodontist.
Well,
like, they
were
the more elevated.
This is fascinating, because never once did I think about an orthodontist. Like,
in the
90s,
orthodontists were like the stars.
Like surgeons.
They're like surgeons.
We've talked about this at length on various podcasts.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the other reason I say this is because, one, everybody has it. Everybody in their 30s is being convinced that, like, they need it. So when I was at the dentist the other day, okay, but, like, it was actually like 2 months ago, but love our hygienist, okay? But Jenny, I'm going to call you out right now.
Damn,
Jenny.
She called her out by first name. That's savage.
I love her. She'll appreciate the shout out. Lauren keeps making fun of me, says that I need an Invisalign, because Lauren thinks that, like, my bottom teeth are a little crooked now. 100% they have shifted. They're crooked. But then she, like, looked at them. She's like, yeah, they're crooked. And then she, like, cleaned my teeth. And then, like, she looked at them, like, when they were all clean, and she goes, oh my God. You need them. You need Invisalign. It's like a need. It all of a sudden went from, like, oh, let's take it
benefit.
Oh, you need it. I'm like, oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
Now you, like, need it all of a sudden when you brought it up. Whoa.
$5,000 for that. I'd rather spend my year of injections and all the, it's actually like, it's a couple years worth of Botox. Okay. That's going to keep me feeling much more attractive than my absolute not need bottom
teeth that, like, literally no one even looks at. I mean, I said yes because my gums were literally
nice.
I said yes because my gums were literally bleeding. If there was nothing wrong with my gums, I would have been like, no, I like my smile the way it is. It doesn't need to be A++. You know, I have a great smile.
Okay. I don't think it really, I mean, to a certain degree, of course, braces and Invisalign can really enhance your attractiveness, right? But then there's, like, I know that my bottom row is not going to make me at all feel better at myself or pretty. I don't think about it unless I'm truly just staring at myself in the mirror. Lauren, your teeth do look quite perfect.
Thank you.
You're quite perfect. Well, do you find it to be worth it?
You had Invisalign, and you and I talked about this in New York, because I have you in my head, and I don't know if it's a good influence or a bad influence, but, like, yesterday when I didn't put them back in after the pool party and I was feeling guilty, I was like, well, Lauren said that I could just wear them at night and it'll still work. But, like, is that true? Because you literally...
I wore them only at night the entire time. I had, like, 15 trays. I only wore them at night. And at the end, they're, like, gorgeous, beautiful. Here's your retainer.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's classic Lauren, though.
But anyone listening to this, this is not, like, certified dental advice. And don't listen to us and sue us.
I would wear my retainer maybe while you're at home, but I would never go to a fucking pool party with my Invisalign.
I would say, like, you cannot do it at social events. But again,
That's how I feel. Yeah. And it's like, I'm single
for a living.
Yeah. And also, like, but now I have these fucking buttons on my teeth.
I know.
And that sucks.
The buttons suck. And what was I going to say? But Lauren, I want to try your theory, but I'm scared that's not going to work for me if I only wear them at night.
Do you remember the rubber bands thing about having regular braces?
Yeah.
And they'd be
that's literally what the button is. That's what the button is, because it has to move it down. It needs, like, something to move it down with.
Yeah. And I would be like, yeah, I've been wearing it like 85% of the time, when truly it was only when I was sleeping. Yeah. And they'd be like, looks great. And I'm like, really? Okay, great. I'm lying to you.
One of Hunter's friends is such, like, a stickler for the rules. He loves the fucking rules. And he was, like, literally at his fucking wedding, like, taking his trays out and, like, putting them back in. And I'm like, you're such a dinkus.
No, I literally, you guys would die. On Friday, went to Brazilian disco night, and I walk in and the DJ is this guy that I know that tried to ask me out a couple years ago, and I have the fucking Invisalign in. And I literally, he was talking to me and I was like, I have to go to the bathroom. Like, I'll be right back. Cause I felt so uncomfortable. I run to the bathroom and I don't go in a stall cause I need a mirror to take him out. And by the way, with these nails, it's impossible to get the top one off. It's so like, I struggle. But it's one of those bathrooms where men and women can walk in and then go into any stall. I'm taking them out and two men walk in and I just want to die. Like,
yeah, Naz,
I literally just want to die. And I'm like, I'm not going out with these in.
You're not.
Yesterday, I go to another social event and I'm talking to someone on the way out and I'm putting things in my purse. And literally, this is me. Like, I can't exit any situation sexy. Like, my dream is to like I always think of myself like, oh, like a cool hot girl that would like leave a room and be like, bye everyone. And just like people be like, oh, she's so cool. I always either trip. I can't open the door. Like
you
without
say one
fail.
Too many words. You're like, I have to one, better.
Without fail, something happens that just like eliminates and annihilates that sort of like suaveness that I like attain to have. So I'm saying bye to this guy and I'm like getting, you know, when you have to get your keys out of a big bag and like shit falls out. My Invisalign falls out and the trays fall on the ground.
Ew.
This is like actually my arch nemesis.
Gross.
Can you imagine in front of saying bye to someone you just met? There's trays.
It's just like everyone has the trays. It's fine. It's just like they do like they really are. They're just gross. Like they just have like old saliva all over them.
Yeah, I know. Like do you? I know Lauren. She doesn't clean them.
And they make you feel like I feel like Lauren's I have bad breath all
them.
The time.
Them. I dump Listerine on them.
How often?
Maybe like once a week.
But like how, but like even when you do clean them and they're in your mouth, you feel like you have bad breath all
That's why yes, every night, do. I know we're going a lot about Invisalign here.
Sorry, no, guys. I don't care. Everyone has it now.
But everyone has it now. But when I am sleeping my Invisalign, I feel like my mouth gets extra dirty. And then I have dreams every night that someone's trying to talk to me, but I'm going, don't talk to me. I just want to talk to me right now. I have very bad breath. So 99% of my dreams are about me having bad breath.
No, literally, I feel like I have, my breath is rancid now. Like, I feel like it's disgusting.
But Naz, damn. I just have to say one more thing about Lauren's advice before we move on. Because remember how we said that, like, Lauren says you can only wear it half the time. But, like, Lauren is the exception to many dental rules. Like, she brushes, we've talked about this. I know we have. She brushes her teeth once a day. And every time she goes to the dentist, they go,
beautiful,
gorgeous, no bleeding points, you cleanest plaque-free mouth ever. I brush my teeth until my toothbrush tells me I'm done twice a day. Yeah. And they're like, a couple bleeding points, like you can floss a little bit more. And like, Lauren, perfect, flawless.
Well, maybe you don't use Listerine enough. Listerine kills all that shit. So I go swish, 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 swish for 30 seconds and then I brush my teeth in the morning and then I'm done.
But do you why floss? Why can't you brush your teeth before you go to bed,
Because
Lauren?
It gives me heartburn. I'm not lying.
Switch your toothpaste.
No, how does that make any sense? Why wouldn't you get heartburn in the morning then? That doesn't make
sense. Because
I'm
sitting upright and I'm getting heartburn. Once I lay down, then I get heartburn.
Use a non-minty one. It's probably the mint.
Do you floss?
I floss with a little like, you know, individual floss sticks, but like maybe once a week.
Every day? Oh my God. See, I'm not Lauren. My mouth is like, it's fucked. My gums are screwed. I gotta get them healthy again. I may have to go to a gum graft specialist.
Oh my God. See, this is one of the things they tried to sell me on at the dentist when we first went to
this
dentist.
No, but I actually need it because I have no gum.
Well, if you're really bleeding, then sure. If they really say that you're receding, then fine. But like, they told me I needed gum grafting 10 years ago when it was our first appointment at this place. They've never brought it up again. They've never been like,
that's so annoying.
Oh, Ashley, it looks like your gums are receding the way we said they would. 10 years later, no more recession. Yeah. KK.
That's
You're
ridiculous.
Gonna get me on the first one. I was like, no way. I was like 20 years old. I was like, no gum grafting to me. That sounds disgusting. They wanted to use a gum transplant, like somebody else's tissue.
What?
Cadaver.
Isn't
tissue.
That what it is?
Gross.
Isn't that what gum grafting is?
Ew. I have no idea. I haven't booked an appointment. Is that what
Google
it is? It's someone else's gums on your mouth?
There's two options. One is somebody else's tissue. Disgusting.
No.
The other one, I think, is like do they grow your own gum? I don't know.
That sounds like a little too expensive.
I thought it was like a fake. In my eyes, it was like they created fake, gum. Like something fake.
Something?
Yeah. What? Ew, what?
Google moment of the day. Okay, she's doing it.
I want to throw up. That sounds so gross. Are you sure I don't sound like I have a lisp?
I'm sure. I would never have known they're on there. I swear.
Okay, good.
But just don't flirt with boys with it.
Thanks. Thanks, Lauren.
What happens to your gums?
Okay. Here. It says they commonly take tissue from your palate, the roof of your mouth, and move it to the area of the recession.
Ew.
So that's that's number one.
Sounds so painful.
Oh, okay.
Harvest the gum graft. Next, your surgeon creates another incision on the roof of your mouth and removes a small wedge of your tissue.
That sounds so painful.
That sounds like Captain Crunch times 15 billion.
That is Captain Crunch times 15 billion.
I can't actually think of like an area besides my vagina that I would think is more...
We have to talk about something else because I don't know if this happens to you guys, but like sometimes I on my body. Yeah, like I can't watch certain things. Like when someone's getting their like arm cut off in a movie or something, like I can't. I feel like I feel sensation in my body when I'm watching.
Yeah, I feel
like
the sensation right now.
Okay.
Don't let the funky smell ruin your freaking summer, guys. Summer does. It does. It has a smell, right? On your body.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's bad. Like you go and tan and you come back and you've got BO like you've never had before.
Lumi has something for everyone. You can bring it to the beach and it helps you not smell for 72 hours.
Nutty. And it's not just for your pits. It's for like every single crevice of your body.
Every crevice. And it's aluminum free, baking soda free, and paraben free. And I know we're all concerned about our
vagina.
Our lady parts smelling, so you can put it anywhere. And they also have amazing scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage.
My favorite scent of all of them is toasted coconut. I love toasted coconut donuts. I just love that coconut is the smell of summer to me. And now I smell like that everywhere in my body. And I'm just, I love that. And I know this is maybe a little bit gross, but like if I have to go 48 hours without a shower, I know I don't have to.
You got Lumi.
Worry, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's created by an OBGYN.
And I love that it's pH balanced for safe use below the belt, like we were saying. Mm-hmm. So my friends, Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. So you get the starter pack. It comes with a solid stick deodorant. You also get a cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice. They have such cool things like mini body wash, deodorant wipes, which I love taking on the go, and free shipping. So as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off that Lumi starter pack I was just describing. All you have to do is use our code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com, L-U-M-E deodorant.com. That equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use our code GETIT30.
I have a great I don't get it to get this going on a different direction.
Get this going.
Okay. A non sequitur.
When were globes invented? I know I found the answer. Okay. But like,
wait, you mean like, to talk to you guys. Like a map, like a globe,
like a globe, like what we had in our kids' rooms when we were growing up in teachers in classrooms.
Okay. Proceed.
When was it invented?
Yeah.
When
do you think it was invented? Just think about it.
Okay. I don't know. The 1800s. Yeah.
Exactly what you would think, right?
Yeah.
But really, it was like before the, it was like in the BC times, they started thinking about that and like had really rough ones. But how? Because don't we need like, okay, first we need to know the earth was round.
Yeah.
When, and then there's people, they're saying that scientists said that the earth was round over 2000 years ago. And I was like, how's that? I thought they thought it was flat for a very long time.
I don't think we can even.
Well, not everyone thought it was flat. Yeah, I don't think we're qualified to have this.
We're so not qualified to have any.
Okay, but you guys
I'm not going to spread rhetoric over for flat earthers to fucking come back and like have more ammunition and like copy and paste like shit we're saying.
I don't want that to happen either, but I do have to say this. Wouldn't you need. Like, I'm mind boggled by this, and I think we can discuss this.
Yeah.
This is not a flat or a round earth thing. don't you need pictures from up in the space to actually know where things are on the planet? How can we come up with what it looks like on a map?
I know,
even?
Like you're walking the coast of California, but how do you know if you're going out or in? Like, how do you know the shape of
at least
state?
Airplanes first and foremost.
But like, how do you know the shape of any state?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How?
Oh my God. I love that you brought this up because literally yesterday I was talking to someone. I saw a meme of this on Instagram. Who the fuck drew Oklahoma? And like, what is that one line?
Actually,
wait, you do?
Yes.
Ashley, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that one line? Like,
okay, so
exactly.
So when they drew the Mason-Dixon line during like the Civil War, that area, it was like, it didn't belong in either or. It didn't belong in like the Union or the Confederate. Okay. That one little area, because I don't remember why, but they cut it off right there. And so that little square rectangle thing was like no man's land. So it didn't belong to any state. It didn't belong to any state. And then so all these crazy like cowboys and like lots of drug
deals.
Where
did you learn this from?
I know, Lauren, this is like so intense.
It was like where the Wild West was. It was like cowboys and guns and drugs and drinking all happened there. And so much bad shit was happening there. They needed to delegate this little area to one of the states so they could have like control over this one little weird rectangle. So then they gave... they're like, here, Oklahoma, you could have this weird rectangle because we need to have some law enforcement in this area. And that's why Oklahoma is a weird shape.
Really?
Yeah.
So nobody else wanted that?
I think they probably wanted it, but they just gave it to Oklahoma.
But it just went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever been to Oklahoma?
No, I haven't.
Wait, no. Why haven't we talked about Oklahoma more? Wait, I'm like looking at a map right now and I feel like I've visited so many states.
I've visited so many states. I got to look at a map now too and see like if I've gone to half the states.
Wait, this is crazy because I feel like I on the West hear about New Mexico all the time. People from here go to Colorado. Yeah. I know that Tanner and Jade are from Kansas. I've met people from Nebraska, Wyoming and Montana are Yellowstone. North and South Dakota are like Badlands and all the things. And then... you know, I've met people from Iowa, Missouri, and Arkansas.
Well, I feel like Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri are kind of...
Kansas, Missouri, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are all, like, you know...
Yeah, like Texas and Oklahoma within... touch...
I know, but I just realized I've never met one person from Oklahoma. I've also never flown through Oklahoma, and I don't even know...
You mean you haven't had a layover there?
No, have you?
No, I don't think Oklahoma would be a mess.
I know. I'm just saying that I feel like I've traveled so much within
the
United States.
That's probably the most forgotten state.
And first,
Oklahoma?
And it just.
I don't think so.
I think the most
forgotten state is like Idaho.
No.
Iowa,
so many people.
Nobody talks about
Iowa. Iowa, yes. Idaho on the west is like people fly to Montana, Idaho, Wyoming all the time here and Utah. A lot of people actually move to Idaho.
I always forget about Idaho because I lump it with the Iowas and Illinois and Indianas.
No, Utah. Whenever people say Idaho, I'd be like, no, Utah.
Oh, very
Anyways,
clever.
I'm like, wow, I'm so enamored with Oklahoma now. I'd love to visit. Anyone
have
listening?
Have you ever seen the musical Oklahoma?
No. Well, of course I know about it. It's like iconic.
Can you say Mason-Dixon line US so I know if I'm like 100% correct on this?
Yeah, we need to
totally
not
made up that story.
Yeah, Mason.
I just want to see where it was drawn.
Dixon Line, Oklahoma.
Actually, it's just right there.
Okay, sorry. I wasn't
Is
looking.
Oklahoma under the Mason-Dixon line? Oklahoma.
Yeah, the Mason-Dixon line, Lauren, is like just like an our area thing.
Here. No, it was when they were drawing
the actual set, like the South.
Hell is that?
Yeah, the South.
No.
I really don't like talking about history if we don't know what we're
talking about.
I think it's highly irresponsible.
Hey, I have a degree in history. I'm allowed to do it.
Okay, then you do it, but I'm not I don't know and I'm saying I don't know.
You guys want me to share some information I found from
please
yes
I
Andrea
Andrea's tidbits she like brings so much light to this hour.
This is me using my actual degree for something which I never get to do.
Thank you. That we need that here because I got a Florida education, so
this is from an article that I found on JSTOR, which I trust, and it's why Oklahoma has a panhandle. And so part of it has to do with slavery and Texas surrendered its claim to the region because slavery was prohibited north of the whatever latitude, doesn't matter, by the Missouri Compromise of 1820. But also what Lauren was saying is from 1850 to 1890, the Panhandle was officially called the Public Land Strip, but was better known as No Man's Land. It was also called the Cimarron Territory and the Neutral Strip, populated by anarchy and munching cattle.
Anarchy and munching cattle.
So there you go.
Lauren was right.
I'll drop a link in the episode notes.
Wait, what's anarchy?
Lawlessness.
That's like men, like it's like running wild.
Anarchy
it's like,
is no
it's
law.
Like, it's like Sons of Anarchy. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Fascinating.
Thank you for that. That's amazing.
Thanks, Andrea.
Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove, and the reviews are in. Honeylove came out on top for the best wedding day shapewear.
Really impressive.
We all know those satin or silky bridesmaids dresses and or like wedding guest dresses.
Oh my God, you need
can't
shapewear
just
for those.
Rock those without any shapewear. You need the sculpt, and also they don't compress your butt either, so it gives you that nice round butt and it makes your stomach nice and flat. And it's also made out of cotton, so it's 100% cotton, so you can kind of breathe as you are also shaped. Oh, you also don't have to worry about rolling down, because I know like lots of times you're trying to keep it in place, which is almost more annoying than having your pooch out.
That's what I think, because I'm like, the rolling down can literally make it look like, I just feel like sometimes it looks like I have a tire around my waist. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, what is that? And so that's why I really love Honeylove, because it stays up.
But wait, the best part is their ingenious bathroom trick. They put an opening in the bottom so that you don't have to take off the shapewear every time you pee. It's genius. I mean, now I definitely understand why they were voted best shapewear. Yeah. Oh, and they also, and it's not just shapewear, guys. They also have comfortable bras, tanks, leggings, all of that for everyday support. You can treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/get it and use our exclusive link. You can find it in our show notes. The exclusive link, honeylove.com/get it, and you'll get 20% off.
Again, honeylove.com/get it for 20% off.
I don't know if I have an I don't get it, but I wrote down, actually, before I bring this up, I wanted to bring up the word non sequitur.
Okay.
Do you guys know what a non sequitur is?
No.
No, I don't.
I know what non secular means. Oh God, Naz.
Andrea, we need you. Nothing. It's nothing bad. Andrea, I'll need you to fact check this. You're officially the fact checker. But I think I've been using non sequitur incorrectly. Like, I've been using it in place of null and void. Like, that's a non, you know, when people say that's a non-starter, that's null and void. I've been saying, that's a non sequitur, which is highly incorrect. That is
what
not.
Is like, it?
But then I realized how often the three of us use non sequiturs. And I don't even know if it's a noun or verb.
Not the word, but
a non sequitur is when someone brings up a topic and you respond and transition to another topic that's completely unrelated. And
so that, you were really not using that correctly.
I was really not using it correctly. And two, technically, I'm like a huge non sequitur user.
We basically could name this podcast non sequitur.
Non sequitur, exactly. Wait, but
so
Andrea.
It's just a topic that is transitioning to another topic.
Andrea, can you fact check?
Because total jump you're, in conversation.
You're 100% correct. I thought you were joking when you said, do you guys know what a non, or when you said, I want to ask you guys what a non sequitur is, because that was kind of a non sequitur.
I know, exactly. I'm like, oh my God, this is literally me, Ashley, and Lauren. For example, if someone asks what it's like outside and you reply, it's 2 o'clock. So it's a statement that is illogical. For example, if someone asks, what's it like outside? And you reply, it's 2 o'clock. You've just used a non sequitur or made a statement that does not follow what was being discussed. And I feel like the three of us do that shit all the time.
That's if what you sent me, Lauren. You sent me a TikTok yesterday saying this is you. And like, literally, it's a person interrupting a conversation with a totally different topic.
Totally different topic. It's like, what? That's a non sequitur.
If we ever need to rebrand, that's the name of our podcast.
I know. Yeah. That's what I was thinking, too.
I'm now
you sound
Naz,
really much smarter.
Naz sequitur. Okay, so what I was going to bring up before I did that is I saw someone write... I saw Bonnie Puns tweet this or thread this or who knows where the hell I found it. She wrote, millennials love podcasting, but hate talking on the
phone.
hate talking on the phone, which is just a podcast. No one is recording.
Yeah. Because we want to be broadcasted. We want people to care about us. We just don't, you know?
Yeah.
You don't get the credit for taking a phone call.
How fucking dumb is that? It's like somewhat accurate.
Okay. I have to pinpoint why we do this.
Wait, first, do you think we do this? Because I actually love talking on the phone, but I know that not everyone's like me.
Well, Laura and I are definitely not phone people.
Yeah, you guys are more texters.
I'm more in-person talkers.
If I want just a quick question, I will call. But if that's just it, like, I don't know. I don't want to have long-winded conversations on the phone. I'd rather do that in person.
Yeah, I don't
Or on FaceTime. Mm-hmm. But I don't be like, hey, can I... When is this? I need the answer now.
I think I know this. Okay, so with podcasts, there's like no lulls. I think we're all just afraid of lulls, right?
We're all afraid.
So with podcasts, there are no lulls.
You know what's funny is I love that. Let's talk about lulls, non sequitur. Not really. Not
that
really.
That was the most cohesive thought, though.
Yeah, that was cohesive. But I meant to say
lulls. So now lulls.
Let's dive in. Let's dive in. So you guys would love this.
Naz is now purposely trying to create lulls in conversation to make people feel awkward.
No, I'm not. I am getting more comfortable at lulls and pauses. And as a single woman that like loves interviewing, as you guys know, I want to go on a date and like let the other person kind of ask me more questions, mm-hmm. especially on a first date, especially when I'm talking to a man. Because when I read Alison Armstrong's podcast, if you guys haven't listened to her coming on our podcast, she talks about how, like, as women, we bring up a bunch of things to a guy at once and how men are sort of fixated on the first thing we ask them. So what I do sometimes is I'll count to 30. When a guy's talking, I'll count to 30 before I respond when I think he's done. And literally, they're, like, still not done. They're just, like, quiet. And then they, like, keep having more thoughts. But we always interject.
Oh, yes, yes.
So I recently met this guy that I talked to on the phone this weekend. And he speaks at a much slower pace than I do. So imagine adding that and lulls. And then I'm also counting to 30 in my head. So there's like this no man's land of pause.
That's Hunter. I could stab him in the fucking
I don't
throat.
Know if you can date somebody who's that lully.
Lully. Like
that stresses me out.
Lully.
So I hate it. It won't work out, but I appreciate
it. You guys are actually insane right now. But no, it's so fucking. You're like, no, but it's so funny.
Okay,
to me
so
because-
Naz, he'll tell you a thought. Like, I went to this. I did this today, and then you you count to 30 when he's finished.
I'm just saying that like a rule I've set for myself sometimes when I'm talking to a man is like, oh, don't just like jump in right away, you know, because like men have all this like stuff they want to share. And we as women are like, yeah, but blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, mm-hmm. So sometimes it's not like a real rule. You know, I'll count to 10 or something. I'm like, let me just wait. That's really what I do is I'm like, let me wait and just see if he has like
see
more
if
to say.
Anything else. Yeah.
But imagine doing that with someone that already like pauses and lulls. So he was telling me something
on the phone.
On the phone.
He's in person.
You can
see
their face.
Face that something's gonna come. Naz, why are you making us all feel awkward by imagining this on the phone?
Is this like secondary anxiety right now? I'm
so
sorry.
Because then I would be, are you there?
Are you there? No, but so you know me, I just said it because he was saying something serious and I kept wanting to interject and be like, yeah, like I know. And then I told him, like, after he said this really serious thing, I just started laughing and I was like, I'm so sorry. I go, I didn't know when to interject. Like,
oh, that's good, though. I didn't want to interject. Was a good thing.
No, it was really funny. We laughed about it. I just wanted to do a deep dive on lulls. Have you guys ever talked to anyone that has lulls and then you don't really know when they're ending like a sentence? Oh, my God. My list is
well,
so
Ashley
bad.
And I are the queens of cutting people off. So we've never let anyone there ever
I guess
be
that's
a lull.
How fearful we are.
Yeah, we're so fearful. So I'm like, so for dinner, you're going to have chicken tenders? You're going to have chicken tenders for dinner. We can't.
Like, it's okay. Just chill. Like, there can be a moment of silence.
Oh, God. But when Hunter, I say, what are you doing today? So, we're going to...
No. Yeah. I guess I know this.
Exactly. Ashley's not letting me finish even my example.
What's wrong with us?
You can't even wait for my example to be done. It's like, So we're going to go and there's a photo shoot at P Street. And then I'm like, there's a photo shoot at P Street. Just get to the fucking next point.
Now I'm thinking I interrupted Jared during his Tom Cruise meeting. I said, can I just... because I was so concerned that if the talking were to have hit not just a lull, but like just a pause,
would have been torn away.
That they were going to literally rip us away from him. Yeah. So I was like, I just got to start another sentence before this for here.
Yeah,
I literally am going to, I'm peeing my fucking pants right now. Like I literally can't breathe. I have no oxygen left. Like this is so funny. It's like, I challenge you guys until our next podcast to now become aware and just not fucking say anything.
I'm going to just that.
And I report swear. Back, report back next podcast. If so many people have so many more thoughts that you're not letting them get to. She did it again.
Where did we get this from? I can't even think it's that not, mom and dad
mom and
do
dad
this.
Don't do it. We are fucking, I don't know.
Is it because of you and me? Is it because of our conversations that we just so want to beat each other?
What's the word? Non sequitur. We're so non sequitur, we can't stop overlapping each other's sentences.
I think it's because Lauren and I we basically don't like it when we're both having the same thought. So then we don't want each other to say the thought that we're having before the other one says that. Mm-hmm. So we're just like always trying to say the thoughts at the exact same time.
And now we've melded into our relationships and other relationships.
Yeah. And now other people are just like, gosh, these Damn. Girls.
But I think that's why the three of us got along so well when we first met, because I'm also like that. And I think we all interrupt so much. It's literally the one thing our audience hates about listening to us.
I will.
Actually, I don't think they mind it. Oh, there we
definitely
go.
I've gotten a bunch of messages about it.
Yeah. Really?
Not recently, but you know, in the last 4 to 5 years we've done this. Of course. Yeah. They're like, can you guys just finish this fucking thought?
Talk over each other.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
I have something to say, and I'll begin right now.
We will wait 30 seconds after you finish.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah, that's what we're going to do.
This is just a funny tidbit about Jared. I think that Lauren will probably have a tidbit about Hunter that she can also share, and we can make fun of men for just a quick second. Jared loves to ask what we're having dinner, but only by the way. What are we having for dinner, by the way? Oh, what are you thinking for dinner, by the way? Literally will never ask me what's for dinner or what do you want for dinner or what are we having for dinner or anything about dinner without saying, by the way. You guys can speak now.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, Lauren, are you going first?
I just have a quick thought on that.
Okay. Okay.
I believe that he is trying to convey that it's absolutely no problem in the secondary in his thought and doesn't want you to feel the pressure. So it's just, oh, by the way, you know, quickly in passing, what are we having for dinner? What's for dinner? Rather than like, what are we having for dinner?
Yeah, but you know, what I would really love, just because it would be different in my life, would be for him to be like, you know what I'd like for dinner? Mm-hmm. I have never once heard him say, you know what I'd really like for dinner?
Yeah.
And I ask him, what do you want? He's like, oh, I really don't care. Do you want this or do you want that? I don't really care. Like literally has never had a thought about what he wants for dinner. So it is definitely a passing thought, but it would like be such a turn on if he was like, you know what I'm really craving? I don't think in my life he's ever said, do you know what I'm really craving?
Mm. You know what's funny about this combo? Because this is a deeper thing. We don't need to get deep, but it's obviously about the masculine leading and the feminine wanting to like be led and received and whatever. We've talked about that already.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize that I experienced that recently. And I had a talk with a friend about this because Ashley, I think you and I are very similar where we make so many decisions and it's so exhausting. Like I'm so exhausted from leading. And I went on vacation with a friend and I love people like this because they're not like me, right? That are like, you know, should we wake up tomorrow and watch the sunrise in the morning, like on vacation? And it's to get a response like, I don't know. What do you think? What do you want? Is so exhausting to me. I'm like, I need to be led sometimes. I can't always lead. So even if you're like, no, I want to sleep in, or like, it's like, just make the decision. And especially in relationship, if I like, you know, was married, it's like, I actually would always want them to decide what we're eating. I would never even want to ever make that decision.
This is why, Naz. We're opinionated people and we like it our way and we're a little bit more type A. And I usually have an idea of kind of what I do want for dinner. I usually have an idea of what I want to do, which is why our relationship probably works really well, because I can lead and make a lot of the decisions. But then sometimes, but when I'm asking, usually, like if I say, what do you want for dinner? That means that in my heart and mind and taste buds, I am open to whatever you want. Mm-hmm. So in that case, please do it. Because if I want it a certain way, I won't. Well, I'm a bitch. I probably will just do it. I'll just organize it. I'll plan it. I'll say, like, does this sound good to you? But if I'm asking you for your opinion, that means like I'm neutral and I'm down to do anything.
So with a friend, it must be hard. It's harder though, I think, because you're just trying to be polite and you're like, want to make sure you're doing what each other wants on vacation.
Yeah. And I had a conversation with my friend, because I think traveling with friends is a whole different combo, right? Yeah. Because you don't, especially with like a close friend. And I expressed how it made me feel. But it's like, no one's wrong. You know, it's just like, hey, I would love direction
for you to decide.
Yeah, because I don't want to decide everything. Yeah. And then I'm with you, Ashley. It's like, if I know, I'll just say like, tomorrow I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's like, you also want to do stuff with people. And it's like really sexy for a man to be like, we're having steak tonight and I ordered it. And you're like, oh shit, you know, or I'm making it or whatever, you know.
It depends on the way it's worded. But if it's like, I'd love to take you out to a steak dinner, as Leo says, and catch me if you can. Mm-hmm. Then I say, fuck yeah. But if he's like, we're having steak tonight, I'm like, you're
grilling
fine.
It. You're just gonna having steak tonight.
Oh,
I don't know
you
what
wouldn't,
I want.
You wouldn't like that? I would love that.
Mm. Well, if he knows that I'm obsessed with steak or something, then I guess that would make sense. But if Jared said, we're having cheeseburgers tonight, then I'd be like, woohoo!
Yeah, I think obviously within line of like something that they know that you like and want.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Not like forcing it.
And we're just going to take a quick break to talk about one of the sponsors that actually helped me out on said vacation to feel less stressed out. Because like I was mentioning, I am someone who literally plans everything. And when you're going on vacation and you're looking forward to a summer getaway, sometimes the time away isn't always easy. Sometimes you're losing sleep while traveling. Sometimes you're planning everything like I am. And sometimes just sleeping in a different bed doesn't allow you to get the rest that you are looking for on a vacation. So whether you need to de-stress or keep your sleep schedule on track, CBD can help. So when I went on the vacation, I was just telling you guys about, I took Next Evo with me. Their natural CBD delivers exactly what they say on the label. Their products are tested before, during, and after they're made. So you know exactly what you're getting and what you're paying for. And the reason why I go for Next Evo is because their CBD products actually work. I feel like there's a lot of CBD products out there that don't absorb, like they basically contain as little as 60% of what their labels claim.
And I like it because they have gummies. They have these stress-free like CBD complex gummies, and they are proven to reduce stress up to 70%, no prescription needed. And they also have like what Naz was talking about with the sleep thing, triple action CBD sleep, which is fast acting, and it controls the release of melatonin that helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, and wake up feeling refreshed. It must have been great for the time change that you experienced. So leave the summer stress behind. Upgrade your CBD. Go to nextevo.com/get it to get 25% off plus a free bottle of premium pure CBD. It's a $50 value, but you can get only one per customer. And that's nextevo, nextevo.com/get it. Naz, do you think about this, that one day you'll have to make dinner decisions with someone? Like, I just think that it's funny because, like, it's something that you don't really think of. Mm-hmm. But one day you'll have to make the daily decision to figure out what you're going to have for dinner together.
I can't
do that.
And
it is such a big part of the day.
It is such a big part of a relationship that nobody talks about.
That is, like, so wild to me. Like, I don't even think I'd have the time to like have a conversations about that. I think I would need someone that like loves cooking or is like me and doesn't like kind of cook, And they would literally be like, we're having steak tonight. And I'd be like, yeah. And if I didn't want to have steak, I'd be like, I would literally be like, oh my God, yay. I actually am in the mood for salad. So I'm going to order one. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what, like, that's what Hunter and I do. Cause he'll make steak all the time. And I want steak maybe once a month. And I'm like, I'm just going to order a salad. Cause I'm not going to eat this steak for a million times.
But you guys talk about this every day you have to, that's so much time out of your day.
And then if they want something unhealthy, you're like, do I go with them on this journey or do I just stay strong?
Wow. That's hard. See?
Yeah. Wow. Damn. Yeah, I know. The eating along with a man is hard, but what about ordering along with a man? That's even harder because I cook most of the days, but then when it's time to figure out what to order, it's almost like choosing something to watch on TV. Ugh. It's harder than just cooking.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, is that going to be okay.
We are so blessed to have these BR problems. Yes, that we have options to eat.
100%.
No, true. And men to eat with.
And men to eat with and people to cook with and enjoy a meal with.
Yeah.
Okay. Question. Do you still go to Tender Greens?
I love Tender Greens and I miss it so.
Because I miss it so.
No, I feel like you guys are, I don't live, cause you know how I live in Silver Lake now. Yeah. There isn't one like super close by. So I love Erewhon. I'm like obsessed with Erewhon.
Is there one and close to you?
So yeah. There's Erewhon everywhere. I know, but it's like, it's unmatched. Like the hot bar at Erewhon is the most organic, delicious. And they have like everything. Like if you want to go super healthy, they have like a million salads. If you want to eat unhealthy, healthy, they have like mac and cheese and you know what I mean? Like coconut chicken tenders. And like, it's just so fucking good. Like, they're the best. And then if I need a Postmates, I'll do Sweet Green. But I love tender greens. Like they're salmon, they're steak.
Mashed potatoes.
I know that I've joked about this before, but guys, there's only one Sweet Green in the entire state of Rhode Island. And it is like, it just opened and it is the ultimate only place to get anything green.
That's crazy. I honestly forget how lucky I am to live in LA to have access to so many like healthy things. Yeah.
Lauren is too at Arlington.
Oh yeah, for sure. I have many different salad places. Yeah. It's just like, Rhode Island's crazy.
It's so crazy. Like you don't see anything besides iceberg lettuce and romaine. Have I said this for
you? You have.
That's wild.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Sometimes I think, like, I'm smart, and sometimes I'm like, wow, that was really dumb. So we had like an ant infiltration in our kitchen. Same. Like literally a marching of ants, like going, it was crazy. And I was like, we got the ant traps and I found where the ants are coming from. So I put the ant trap right outside their little entryway. And I was
What's an ant trap? Like, is it
like a
sticker?
It's like a little clear plastic thing. And it's like filled with little, not rat poison, ant poison. I was like, oh, I found the hole that they're coming in. I just put it to the side of it so they would come out of their hole and then go into the ant trap. And then I'm like, I wake up the next morning and the hole's covered by the ant trap. And Hunter's basically like,
I just put
why didn't you just close the ant hole, you know?
I'm like, yeah, that's what I think. I'm like, why would you kill all those ants?
I literally let him on a trail of tears. It's so bad. I was like, why did I just block the hole rather than murdering a whole trail of ants? And I'm like, that's when I just think I'm stupid. I don't know. I just felt so stupid. I didn't just block the hole that I found.
I feel like there's so many instances where I don't think things through in that way too. And I'm like, why didn't, and then someone will so clearly say
so clearly have an idea.
I was like, why didn't that pop up in my brain?
I know.
But to be fair, I feel like I'm most times, 9 out of 10 times, I'm Hunter, I think. And I'm the one telling the person, why didn't you just do this?
That's what I think, yeah. But then there's so many duh instances, and I'm like, wow, this is embarrassing. Yeah, that was my one thing that I just like, I felt really dumb this week, and that's why.
I love it. Wait, Ashley, can you share about stuff that you're doing press for today or not yet?
Oh, yeah. Stars on Mars. I was on yeah. last week.
And you know that you and I have never even talked about this. Like, I don't even know what you lived through and did.
It was literally a whirlwind.
Because you guys don't like talking on the phone.
It was also, like, I what went happened? So fast. Naz, it was, I had 30 minutes to decide if I was going to do it.
Can you explain what Stars on Mars is to people listening?
It's a Fox show at 8 o'clock. There's quite a bit more what weeks, week? I think, on Monday nights.
And it's airing right now?
Yes, it's a crazy okay. cast. There's Lance Armstrong and Marshawn Lynch and Ariel Winter.
Wow.
Ronda Rousey.
Like a couple other like
Olympic Ronda Rousey years. And Marshawn yeah. Lynch. Those are like yeah. crazy athletes.
I know. Everybody was way bigger of a deal than me. So then I went to Australia 48 hours after agreeing to do so. Wow. And then I had it's like in the outback, and it was weird because they live under the ground where I was, because it gets so hot in the summer that they live underground.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Where these people are moles there.
People live underground in Australia?
Where I went in Australia, where I went in the outback.
So you shot this outside, or like, what is the premise of the show?
Well, there's a soundstage.
Oh, it was on a soundstage.
Well, it's like a soundstage, but like inside it actually looks like a Mars, like actual freaking Mars, like habit, like a space station.
And then what did you have to do?
And then I had to perform missions like saving ourselves from losing oxygen.
Oh my God. I can't wait to watch
my other celebronauts.
Wait, this is iconic.
It's quite tongue in cheek.
And so we can watch this right now, and you're on it right now.
Yes,
on
you can. You can watch by the time this comes out, you can watch me on 2 episodes. Yes.
Okay, everyone, you better watch Stars on Mars.
Was really, just the wildest thing.
I can't wait to watch you on this.
You'll laugh.
It's gonna bring me so much joy.
You'll laugh most at the second episode.
Okay, I cannot wait.
Where I do a mission.
Okay? I can't wait.
It looks very claustrophobic. Like, it looks very scary because you're in like a helmet in your...
Lauren would have died. She would have died of panic.
Yeah. It looks like my dream come true. I love space.
I think Naz would have really liked it. Yeah. She would have just gone all in with the costume because she's such a costume person.
Yeah, I love dressing up.
And then you're so like social, and you can socialize with celebrities like none other. And I had a cold, Naz, and I couldn't speak at all. It was the most embarrassing thing.
No.
So I barely talked, because every time I opened my mouth, I was like, is this worthy of saying?
Oh,
is this worthy of speaking?
Actually, you kind of hear, in her interviews she's sick, and I feel bad.
And then...
That sucks.
Yeah. And then... but like Marshawn Lynch, man, he was everything we'd ever dreamed he'd be.
That's so cool, because you guys know I don't know much about football or his story. But I, as a sport business minor at UCF, I remember my professor always saying, I want you to bring Marshawn Lynch effort to everything you do.
Really?
And he played us a clip, I'll never forget it, of like this crazy run that Marshawn Lynch does from like one side of the field to the other. And again, I know nothing really about football. And it was incredible. I need to look up the video right now, how he literally just like blocks every obstacle in his way. And I always think of Marshawn Lynch, like when I'm trying to get through
like
tough
he's
times.
Beast mode as part of he's beast mode in the Legion of Boom, and that was just like such an era in the NFL with the Seahawks. So it was cool, and he just you would appreciate this. You should go YouTube it. He said there when he was doing the press day at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to answer any questions. So he goes, I'm just here because I'm getting paid.
I'm just here so I don't get fined. So every question, that was his response. And it's going to go down in history.
I love him. Yeah. What a cool guy. Okay. I love everyone. And thanks for listening.
Love everyone.
Bye.
I don't get it.
Podcast.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.